In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday I talked about a man that did snow removal. I said nobody does things for nothing, but I wanted to say that's not true. There was Diana and Billy who shoveled the way into the church at every storm. That was about three or four times, and the snow was very deep. And I want to say thank you to Diana and Billy. And also my other friend Dan and Marie. Marie Matarazzo was taking snow off. So these people did do work, and I just don't want people to think that it's not anyone. We have people that really care about this little church. I'm looking at the 12th chapter of St. Luke. In the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people. Remember, you couldn't even count them. And what were they doing? Insofar that they trod one upon another. They were pushing and shoving. They all want to get a glance of Jesus. They want to get a touch from Jesus. He began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware you of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You know, people say to me, you know, the people that go to church are hypocrites. Well, we're all hypocrites, and we all need to be forgiven. Oh, yes, if whatever a hypocrite is, I'm sure sometimes I am a hypocrite. But I need to be forgiven. That shouldn't stop people from getting to church, because they're the biggest hypocrites, because they're looking down on people who look down on people. It's kind of sad. Beware you of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed. Everything's going to be revealed. Everything we've done in secret is going to be revealed. Neither hidden that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed on housetops. You see, I'm very blessed, because wherever I go, people recognize me, usually, not all the time, but usually, and I have to be on my best behavior always. But not only that, I have to be on my best behavior when no one is looking, because that's just the way it is. Who are you? You are the person that's doing what you're doing when nobody is looking. So if you're into the internet and you're looking at things you shouldn't be looking at, I'm telling you, you are in need of forgiveness. The internet is good to a certain point, but I'm telling you also that the greatest use of the internet is on pornography. The second greatest use is religion. This is true. So everything's going to be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, he calls you my friends. Hallelujah. Whoops, you shouldn't be saying hallelujah. Someone asked me, why don't we say hallelujah during Lent? Because we are fasting from hallelujah, and we will sing it on the Easter vigil with all triumph that Jesus has what? Been raised from the dead. Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do to you. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he has killed you has the power to cast you into hell. Yes, I say unto you, fear him. And now it's going to talk about how we should fear God. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, because you are more value than many sparrows. Fear not. Don't be afraid. You are much more valuable than many sparrows. God has given you, made you in his own image and likeness. And if you have given him your heart, you don't have to fear God because God loves you. He is in love with you. He has plans for you. You see, you don't have to fear God. You're more important than sparrows. But he knows when one sparrow goes to the ground. He understands. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows you. He knows you. You don't have to be afraid of God. We need awe of God. Oh, yes, that awe that we see, that I can just give you an example of a sunset that's so gorgeous. It goes, that's why we speak in tongues. You see, God is so awesome that English words cannot contain his beauty. So we pray in tongues. Kashi pabarabaki, uriahata selia, rokashi amaro kotosia. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ says, fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Do you profess people? Do you profess Jesus in front of people? Then the Son of Man is going to profess your name before the holy angels of God. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Don't deny Jesus. Don't deny Jesus. Just profess him before people. You don't have to come on strong like a steamroller. You can just share what God has done for you. That's what you can do. You can share what God has done for you. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, that's Jesus, it shall be forgiven him. But upon him that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. What is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Not accepting final forgiveness. That's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That God wants to forgive us before we die so that we would be able to go with him in heaven. Please, you are not the person that God cannot forgive. You are the person that he wants to forgive. You are the person that he shed his blood for. You are the person that he mounted the cross for you. You are that person. And he wants you to know that forgiveness is for you if you are repentant. If you are repentant. And we see that Lent is a time of repentance. Lent happens in the heart. Renew within me a steadfast spirit. Lord, heal my heart, that I would proclaim your love. And when they bring you into the synagogues and before magistrates and powers, take no thought how or what things shall answer or what you shall say. For the Holy Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Yes, they will bring us before people. We see that's what's happening in the Middle East, that people are giving up their lives for Jesus, and they have no ability to even proclaim Jesus. One man said it out of the 21, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. That was the last thing he said before they lopped off his head. There were 21 men that died for Jesus Christ. Are you willing to live for Jesus Christ? I remember once speaking, and I said, you know what? God is calling people to be priests, and you are saying no to that. And there was someone listening, and he knew I was talking to him. Today he is a priest of the primitive observance of St. Francis, yes. He heard the word of God that day. And he gave his life to Jesus. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit knows how to do things. Without the Holy Spirit, nothing can happen. When we talk about the healings that God has done at Holy Rosary, it's all through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not me. I can't heal myself. But I know God heals through the power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the company said unto Jesus, Master, speak to my brother, that he may divide the inheritance with me. And Jesus said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of being covetous, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth much fruit. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no more room to store my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater barns, and I will bestow my fruits and my goods in those barns. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for you for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. When whose shall those things be belong to that you have put into new barns? Let me tell you, I get kind of upset when I see people using those big buildings to store their food, or not their food, their furniture, and they're paying big rent for that. Why don't you have a flea market so that people can use what you have and sell it cheaply? We have so much now that we go to those places and we put our furniture and our things in those places, and we pay rent every single month, sometimes $80 or $90 a month. That's ridiculous. It's better to give it away. We don't want to be like the man that he had to build bigger barns. The Lord says, Today, your life is required of you. So it is that the person that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. I'm telling you, we are to be rich toward God. We are to seek God while he may be found. We are to seek him because he loves us. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. In other words, start worrying about yourself. How am I going to dress today? For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Look at the birds, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barns, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the birds? Much more. Jesus became a human being, and he shed his blood for us. We have to look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, and they don't put things into a barn or a storehouse, but God provides for them. God provides for them. If he provides for the little birds, will he provide for you? Of course he will. That doesn't mean you don't go to work. That doesn't mean that at all. It means we don't have to worry about the money we don't have. We don't have to store up big riches. We want to be rich in God. I want to be rich in God. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to give. This is what Lent is all about. And which of you taking thought can add one stature or one cubit to your life? If then you cannot do such a thing, why do you take thought of the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, yet I say unto you, Solomon, in all of his glory, was not clothed like one of these. In other words, if God so clothes the lilies of the field, will he not clothe you? What do these lilies look like? They look like poppies, really. They look like poppies. And if then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? You know, it's the best thing to get your clothes on sale. Why should you pay full price for anything? My mother never paid full price for anything. She would go to Filene's basement, and she would look and look and look, and she would buy things as she needed them. She did never buy things that she didn't need. I once remember she bought a beautiful coat. It was a French designer called Uzette, and she wore that coat for years and years and years. She paid $11 for it. $11, that, and I'm going to tell you, for a fashion like Uzette, it's $11 was nothing. But my mother wore it and wore it and wore it. She would not pay full price for anything. And, you know, that's the way we should be. We should be that. And what do we do with the excess money? We give it away. We give it away. It's very important that we learn how to give. Have you learned how to give? You see, it's important to learn how to give, because if you haven't learned how to give, you're not like God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son. God is a giver. He gives us Jesus. He gives us food. He gives us drink. He gives us work to obtain these things. O you of little faith, seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink. But all these things do the nations of the world seek. But your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather seek first the kingdom of God, and these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom which is unshakable. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags with wax not old, a treasure in heavens that doesn't fail when a thief approaches, neither does moth corrupt it. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Does God want us to have money? Yes, he does. But we have to use our money not only for ourselves, but we have to use our money for the Lord and for his ministries. It's real. It's real. I've been taught that by the scripture, and I've done that by the grace of God. By the grace of God. God tells us that we are to give alms, and that we are to give alms, and we are to not worry about our clothing and not worry about our food. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? The birds don't worry, and the lilies are clothed more beautiful than Solomon. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is your treasure today? Where is my treasure today? I pray, God, that you be my treasure, that your cross, your death, your burial and resurrection be my treasure. Oh, yes, Lord, you have given me much, and I'm very grateful for what you've given me. But I ask you to make me more generous, Lord, more generous, more generous. Let your loins be girt about, and your lights be burning, and you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are the servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to eat, and he will come forth and serve them. And it shall come, if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, be awake, and blessed are those servants that will be awake. And this know, that the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have been watching, and he would have caught the thief. But you are to be ready also, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you do not expect, where you do not expect. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing about the bridegroom is very beautiful. When we were in the Holy Land many years ago, next to the church at Cana in Galilee, there was a real wedding going on. And they invited us into that wedding. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And when we went in, we saw a lot of women dancing with each other and eating baklava and having a good time. And I said to somebody who understood English, where is the bridegroom? The bridegroom is being washed and flowered by his men, and he's ready to meet the bride. You see, that's Jesus. Jesus is getting ready to meet a church that is without wrinkle or spot, a church that lives by the Word of God, a church that loves Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit above all things. Jesus is being prepared to meet His bride. We are all part of that bride. You are part of that bride if you are a Christian. If you are a Catholic, you are part of that bride. And the Lord says, are you ready to meet your Lord? Where is your heart? Do you take it seriously that God will provide for you? That doesn't mean you don't work. It means that you don't have to worry about things. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. I've talked to you about that so many times. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. What do you get out of worry? You're like a dog chasing its tail and you never catch it. Worrying is useless. There's no need to worry. I know there are people worrying about their sins. Once you have confessed your sins, forget it. They are washed clean by the blood of Jesus. They are washed clean by the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I remember the story that Bishop Sheen told. He went into a hospital, and he went and visited a man. And when he visited the man was very interested. He said, just don't talk about God. So after a while, Bishop Sheen started to talk about the mercy of God, and he got thrown out of the hospital room by the man. I don't want you to talk about God. This happened two or three times. The last time that it happened, he was near death. And Bishop Sheen said, the only thing you need to say is, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And when the man died, Bishop Sheen was very sad. He didn't know if the guy had repented. And you know what happened? One of the nurses said, I want to tell you, he had a beautiful death. And his last words were, Jesus, have mercy on me. Well, the bishop was so happy that the word of God that he spoke did not return void, but did exactly what it was called to do. Jesus, be merciful to me. I'd like to tell you about my brother. My brother kind of thinks, I don't know if he still thinks this, that he can't be forgiven. And that's foolish. That is foolish. That's why I ask you to pray for him. But this Sunday, one of Sandra's little godchildren, or grandchildren, went to see my brother with the grandchildren, and a little girl touched him on the shoulder, and she said, I have some words I want you to hear. This is a child that's, you know, maybe 8 years old, and she said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not die but have eternal life. My brother broke down in tears. He broke down in tears. The little girl said, I didn't mean for him to cry. And Sandra said, that's good crying. That's wonderful. He'll stop in a couple of seconds. You see, don't worry about anything. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. During Lent, we have the 40 days of life in Boston. And if you are interested, I wish you'd be interested. www.40daysforlife.com/Boston. www.40daysforlife.com/Boston. We need people outside those abortion mills so that people will have a choice. At least we give them a choice. And you know what? They're very busy giving hats out to these children. To these women. You know, when someone gives a hat to someone having an abortion, it makes them think that this is a real baby. Only God knows how many turn around and go out the back way. Only God knows. We get an idea of some turning around when they come out the front way and they tell us, you know, I decided not to have the abortion. And we want to talk to women that have had abortions, that God completely wants to forgive you. He's not against you. He loves you. He wants you to know that you are forgiven. Get to confession. He wants you to know that no matter what, you are forgiven if you're repentant. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he was brought forth in Bethlehem, and he went to the cross out of love for you and out of love for me. May his name, Jesus, be praised. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.